Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, where business builders get better every day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today's episode is a guest teacher episode. On our guest teacher episodes, I bring on an expert to teach their area of expertise. Today we have Matt Johnson, and he'll be teaching you how to use podcast interviews to build relationships. Matt Johnson is a marketer, entrepreneur, and podcast expert. In fact, he has a niche podcast on how to build relationships with a podcast or podcast interviews. In fact, Matt has his own niche podcast, and he also has a podcast program called Podcast Pitch Assistant Program that helps experts get on podcasts. Being interviewed on a podcast allows you to get so much exposure to a wide variety of audiences. If you're an author, you're a speaker, you got a book, you got a program, you got a business, you want to get in front of people. But it's not just about that. It's about building a network of tastemakers, of people that know other people, that can introduce you to other people. Or better yet, you introduce them to people that you know, expanding your network and theirs. But how's that done without being so clinical about it? How can it be done authentically as well as effectively? Well, that's what Matt Johnson's here for. He's going to explain exactly how to do that and use the power of a podcast interview to build relationships. We got so much to cover today, so let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Today's guest teacher, Matt Johnson, wants to help you get more interviews, get in front of a lot of audiences, as well as build relationships along the way. He specialized in this craft and actually has a whole program on it, but luckily, he's here today to show you how to get started. I'm on around 30 to 50 different podcasts as a guest every single year, and I should be doing more because the opportunity is there, and it is actually a lot of value. It's a lot of value for the time you're going to be putting into these interviews. Remember, podcasts are evergreen, so once it's recorded and it's in the podcast feed, people can go back and listen to it over and over again. New listeners will listen to your interview for years to come. So you reap the benefits for years after you actually were interviewed. But I'm going to let Matt Johnson get into all the details. I'll be back to wrap up today's episode and give my takeaways. But for now, take it away, Matt.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's Matt Johnson. And we're going to talk about the four ways to upgrade your relationships and your network using podcast interviews. Now, here, let me set the scene for you. So let's say you're going on podcasts and you're a guest, which is awesome. Some of the people that you're going to be interviewed by are in and of themselves ultra successful, right? Podcast hosts these days are not just people who are looking to make money and monetize a podcast. A lot of the successful podcast hosts are in their own right experts, entrepreneurs, ultra successful business coaches, consultants, speakers, authors, the whole nine yards. These are the people that you want to be connected with. These are the people that can refer you speaking engagements. They can help promote your book. They have a big email list that they might be able to promote your latest, you know, service offering. These are the people that you want to be in relationship with because they can send you business, not just be a client, but they can send you a stream of clients. And so you want to turn those podcast interviews with them into not just them interviewing you and then moving on and you never talk to each other again. You want to turn them into real, real relationships. And we're going to talk about four insider tactics to do that. Number one, after the interview, when you're chit-chatting behind the scenes, after the record button is off, ask them, hey, just out of curiosity, like, how can I help? Like, who can I keep an eye out for to introduce you to? Like, who is that person in your world that would really make a difference? And I can tell you, like, the difference that that's made for me in my life to ask people that question. I literally cannot express how it almost stops people in their tracks and causes them to completely go, wow, I first of all, I appreciate it. Let me think. Okay, well, I could, you know, I'm looking for this type of person. Even if they can't come up with something, and even if the person they're looking for is not someone that you know right away in your life that you can just send an introduction email, that's fine. The questions will count, and the genuine offer, if it's genuine, the genuine offer is what really makes an impact. It's absolutely incredible. And I'll tell you, I did this with a gal that I had on my podcast, and I just wanted to thank her for her time, and I asked that same question. And she mentioned that she was looking for people to speak at her women's conference in Texas. So I said, okay, I think I have someone for you. I didn't think anything of it. I made a simple introduction email behind the scenes. I get a message from the person I introduced her to weeks later. Like, I had completely forgotten that I'd made the introduction. I got this incredible Facebook message that said, hey, I just wanted to thank you. That was life-changing. I found my tribe. It was so awesome. Like, I can't wait to tell you about it. Can we please set up a call so that I can tell you how much I appreciate that introduction? Like, that absolutely blew me away. The same thing will happen to you, especially as you get into the habit of asking people who you can introduce them to and then being intentional about actually making strategic introductions behind the scenes. So that's number one. Offer strategic introductions and wherever possible, follow through and actually do it. Number two. Insider tactic to turn podcast interviews into relationships is send a follow-up note. Now, this is, if you're a busy entrepreneur, this is ridiculously hard to do for most of us. And I will tell you, sitting down and doing the actual handwritten note cards, slapping them into an envelope, putting a stamp on it, throwing it in the mailbox, a step too far. Can't do it. Like, way too hard for me. So what I did is I told my VA, I gave her my login for the company called Send Out Cards. And I've actually got right here. Actually, I received this one and a very nice card from a friend of mine. And basically, I can build this card in their app and have a handwritten looking note that goes into it. It's sent from the app and I can send it out to anybody I want. So what I did is I built a little system with my overseas VA. I gave her my login for the Send Out Cards account. And every day she goes into my calendar and she looks at who I had calls with the previous day, sends me a message on Voxer and says, hey, I see that you had calls with John Smith and Sarah Johnson and whatever. Hey, who would you like me to send cards to? And I will say, okay, send cards to these three people. And I just give her a voice message to tell her exactly what I want her to say in each card to each different person. She reaches out, sends them a nice email, says, hey, Matt would like to send you a thank you note. He really enjoyed talking to you the other day. Would you mind sending your mailing address so that we can send you a nice card? Always get a response. First of all, the response we get to that email alone would blow you away. Then when we actually follow through and they actually get the note, I get thank you notes to the thank you notes. I had one really funny one come in. Where I thanked her for, I was a guest on her podcast and I sent her a nice note. And she was so blown away. She messaged me and said, oh my God, that was amazing. First of all, you have the best handwriting ever, which made me chuckle because of course it's not my handwriting at all. And then she said, this is amazing. Of course, a week and a half later, I get a thank you note from her with a copy of her book, custom signed to me. It was actually, I think it was her first like printed hard copy of her own book that she sent me. So that's just a quick example of just how effective it is to send little thank you notes, and especially ones that are like semi-custom like that, where it looks like you handwrote it. So that's through Send Out Cards. And you can get the app and you can give your assistant the sign-in information. You can replicate the same system exactly as I described it with your assistant to be able to pull this off consistently with virtually no effort from you. So that's insider tactic number two. Insider tactic number three is once you've built relationships with multiple podcast hosts, is to look for ways to introduce them to each other. And so this is a whole other level of strategic introductions. It's not just like, hey, who can I keep an eye out for that might be a good guest on your show or whatever. No, it's like introducing influencers to each other. Extremely powerful. I've done this with a really good client of mine. I might have actually done this before he was a client because he and I were friends before that. And I introduced him to a podcast host. He himself is a podcast host. They're in semi the same, like adjacent communities, but not the exact same community. So they ended up being guests on each other's shows. They ended up being business partners for years. One simple introduction, one introduction email behind the scenes set off a chain of events that led to them being business partners. I introduced that same friend, that same podcast host that I knew, to another podcast host that I connected with on LinkedIn. They ended up being such good friends that the guy came out and stayed at their house for like a week and just hung out. And so really cool random things like that happen when you just take the time to keep track of the relationships that you have, maybe in a little Trello board or your CRM, whatever the case is. Just keep track of those podcast hosts that you know and look for ways to introduce them to each other. So that's insider tactic number three. Fourth insider tactic is to ask them what their upcoming events are. Like, hey, where are you going? Like, well, you know, what's your next big couple of events you're going to be going to? Oh, I'm going to, you know, Best Year Ever, or I'm going to GoBundance, or I'm going to Tony Robbins Business Mastery. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Awesome. That's fantastic. You know, I might actually go to that one. If I end up going, I'll look you up and maybe I can and buy you a drink, you know, during or after the event or something like that. Even just that, like that, again, just the offer and the thoughtfulness and consideration and genuineness of that offer goes a long way. But even better, if you follow through and you keep track of where people are going to be, then it gives you a chance to make that in-person connection, which even further deepens the relationship. I found that for me, that podcasting backed up by meeting people at live events after I've been on a podcast with them is mind-blowingly, like it's such an out of this world strategy. I would never build the connection that I have with my clients, my friends in the business, the other thought leaders and experts and industry influencers and all these incredible people if I just tried to meet them at an event. A lot of times I meet people through a podcast first. We have this amazing in-depth half hour, 45 minute conversation, whatever. And then I'll ask them where they're going to be. And if I'm going to be in the area, I make an effort to connect with them in person. And then we just kind of pick off right where the podcast left off. And there's all those good feelings and we remember what we talked about. And it's just a completely different experience of meeting somebody in the first time in person when you've already had a super in-depth conversation on a podcast. Even better if it's like this and it's on video and you can look them in the eye and you already have a sense of their body language and their personality. You know whether you vibe with them or not. And if you do and you meet them in person, it just confirms all those good feelings that you generated on your podcast interview. And so that's the fourth and final insider tactic for really turning podcast interviews into relationships with high-level people that can change your life simply by being in their world. So we talked about offering strategic introductions, personalized thank you notes after the interview, introducing podcast hosts to each other, and then asking them what events they're going to be at and looking for ways to connect with them in person. So, all right, guys, this is Matt Johnson. If you want to continue learning about getting featured on podcasts consistently as an expert guest, head on over to howtogetfeatured.com. Thanks again for joining me today, and back to Omar.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Why are smart businesses graduating to NetSuite by Oracle? Because NetSuite eliminates the expense of multiple business systems by consolidating your operations together into one. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth. NetSuite reduces IT costs because it lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost and headaches of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. Bringing all your major business processes into one platform improves efficiency, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. You'll see how you'll profit with NetSuite too. And now, by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Just go to netsuite.com/podcast25 for more information. That's netsuite.com/podcast25.
Great lesson by Matt Johnson. Getting on podcasts as a guest is low-hanging fruit, guys. But you want to make sure you deliver. You want to make sure every time you're a guest on a podcast that your aim is to be the best interview, to be the best episode of that podcast. So I highly recommend that before you get on any podcasts, that you do some research, find out what the audience is all about, how you can best serve them. Listen to a few other popular episodes and why do they do so well? An hour of prep is going to make your interview, your appearance on that podcast so much better. And it's going to give you a multiple on the value you're going to get from this interview. You got to think, hey, I want to deliver such a great episode for this audience that they're going to share it with their friends. That should be your aim. So personally, before I get on a podcast, I have my executive assistant do a little research, give me some notes on the podcast, give me links to the most popular episodes so I can give it a listen and understand, you know, what made this episode so popular, so successful. I also focus on my strengths. So often when you get on a podcast, the interviewer or the host will ask you, hey, what are some things you want to talk about? What are some things you want us to discuss? So focus on the things that you really can deliver value to that audience. The other piece of advice I would give is you want to take your time on a podcast. Don't rush. Don't try to speak too fast to try to get so much information out. When it comes to podcasting, clear, concise language always beats rambling, fast talking, okay? You want to make sure you're clear. You want to make sure you're not rushing the listener. It's better for you to be more effective with a few pieces of information, you know, a few golden nuggets, than try to drop, 100 golden nuggets and it all goes over their head. Lastly, the best thing you can do for that podcast is to share the podcast episode with your audience on social, in your newsletter. It will mean a lot to them. And actually, you will see that they'll respond very positively and they'll actually maybe have you back on, in a few months. Most podcasts are interview podcasts, so they need you. They need great guests. Your job is to be great. If you can deliver that, it's going to become, the word on the street that, hey, this person really delivers. They're a great guest. It was one of my most popular episodes on my podcast. Other podcasts are going to want to have you on. You ever see the same guest on a lot of podcasts? That's because that guest really delivered on one podcast. It blew up and the other hosts are like, I got to get this person on. You need to do that as well. Thank you so much for listening to the $100 MBA Show. Hope you found a lot of value from today's episode. If you did, let me know in an iTunes rating and review. I'd love to hear what your favorite episode is, what you love about the podcast, and why you subscribe. Speaking of subscribe, if you haven't subscribed yet, do that right now. It takes one click, right, to subscribe. Just click that subscribe button. It's absolutely free. And what you get is amazing. You get over 1,500 business lessons in our archives. It's the only way to get access to the archives is to hit subscribe. It's absolutely free. And when the next episode airs, you have it automatically on your device. Super cool. Before I go, I want to leave you with this. No one builds a successful business alone. It takes a lot of people, okay? It takes not just you, but the people that you know, the people that open doors for you, the people that make introductions for you, the people that help you, support you, support your launches, support your updates, give you advice. Your network is super important. So make sure you're constantly building your relationships through these interviews as well. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.